world leaders met in emergency session last night at the G20 summit in Bali to discuss a missile explosion in Poland which killed two farmers. They are the first Polish casualties of the nine-month war in Ukraine. It's unclear at this point how the missile ended up on the Polish side of the border. The Polish government met in emergency session last night too with its chief security advisers. Speaking afterwards, President Andrzej Duda said there was no conclusive evidence as to who launched the missile.
Of course, we know that all day Russia was attacking Ukraine with rockets, but we don't have any conclusive evidence at the moment as to who launched this missile. The investigation is still underway. It was most likely a Russian-made missile, but this is all still being checked out.
Well, Russia has denied firing a missile into Poland. And speaking in Bali, President Biden of the United States attempted to calm speculation over who was responsible.
There is preliminary information that contests that. I don't want to say that till we completely investigate, but it's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia. But we'll see. We'll see.
President Joe Biden there. Well, what explains the potentially very serious nature of this development and the rapid diplomatic talks which followed it is that Poland is a member of NATO. The military alliance pledges collective defence. An attack on one is an attack on all. We are joined now from Brussels, where NATO has its headquarters, by our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. So, Tony, the context of this is there wouldn't have been a missile at all, but for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The missile exploded in Poland on a day of very heavy attacks by Russia in Ukraine. Is much still unknown at this point about what happened?
I mean, I think the main thing, Audrey, is to find out the trajectory of this missile, who fired it and why, and that's really at the heart of the investigations. Now, we obviously overnight some of the real heat of this was drawn out by President Biden's statement there, which we just heard, indicating that he felt it was unlikely that the missile was fired from Russia. So the question is, was this potentially a Ukrainian air defence missile which either went astray or had perhaps hit a Russian missile coming in over Ukraine and then continued on its journey? We just don't know. So obviously, today the investigation will deepen. They'll obviously look at signals intelligence, at imaging intelligence. There are lots of ways they can establish where this missile was fired from and who fired it. And of course, on the ground, we've had a munitions team there in Przewodów looking at the fragments of this missile, at the crater and so on. So a lot of information can be brought to bear which should clear this issue up.
Poland wants Article 4 of the NATO Constitution invoked, which allows for consultation between NATO ambassadors. Does NATO have any plans to meet today?
Yes, the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg will chair an emergency meeting of NATO ambassadors this morning in Brussels to discuss the incident. And as you mentioned, yeah, Poland is looking at triggering Article 4. Now, a number of countries neighbouring Ukraine who are in NATO have already triggered Article 4, going back to the origins of the Russian invasion. This is simply to raise awareness of the risks of spillover, and that has been graphically on display from what happened yesterday. Remember, you know, the initial reporting of this did raise significant alarm. There was a report by the Associated Press citing a US intelligence official who said that the missiles were Russian. We know that a lot of the supply lines bringing military equipment into Ukraine from the West go through Poland. And there has always been, I suppose, an appetite among pro-war individuals in Russia for Poland to be targeted because of this. So there is, you could say, there are grounds for Russia to take that action according to their own military logic. So that's why when the missile went off, this did really raise alarms.
And it's just evidence, isn't it, Tony, of how a miscalculation or a mistake, whatever it was, whatever it turns out to be, how the conflict there can be escalated so quickly.
That's right. And I think that really set the tone of the reactions last night from the G7 meeting on the margins of the G20 in Bali. You could see that leaders were really trying to rein in any of the heat that could make this escalate further. There's always a risk in a war like this of errors, of miscalculations that could trigger a wider conflagration. And I think that NATO and the West has been really at pains for a long time not to widen the conflict. And that's reflected in some of the weapon systems that they're not providing to Ukraine, more offensive weapon systems with longer ranges. They are obviously extremely keen that this doesn't become a direct conflict between NATO and Russia, although many would argue it's almost like a proxy conflict at this stage.
Tony, thank you very much. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, live from Brussels. It's 7:21.